Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
I love this jacket. Do you have another one just like it?
I'm afraid that's the last one we have in medium. Is there something wrong with it?
There's a small tear on the seam of the left sleeve, but I really like it a lot.
Well, if you buy the jacket as it is, then I can offer you a deal because of the tear. How does a 20% discount sound?
Number 32. Where most likely is the conversation taking place? Number 33. What is the problem? Number 34. What does the man offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling to book a train ticket from London to Edinburgh, please. I'd like to leave around 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning.
Certainly, sir. I can reserve a seat for you on the train departing for Edinburgh at 10:30. The cheapest fare is £85.
Okay, I'd like to buy that ticket, please. I'd also like to find out whether there's room on the train for passengers to take bicycles.
Yes, there is, but it'll cost £3 more to reserve a space for your bike.
Number 35. Where most likely does the woman work? Number 36. Why is the man calling? Number 37. What does the woman say will cost extra? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to disturb you. I came to use a library computer, but I forgot my library card and I can't log on without it.
Oh, that's all right. Let me look up your account in our database. Do you have any other identification with you?
Well, I have my driver's license. It has my name and address on it.
Okay, that's fine. I'll give you a password so you can access the computer now, but you won't be able to use it after today.
Number 38. What does the man want to do? Number 39. Who most likely is the woman? Number 40. What does the woman say she will give the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Selwyn Office Manufacturers. You've reached customer service. How may I help you today?
Yes, hello. I recently bought a used Selwyn 6 label maker. The person I got it from no longer had the instructions, though, and I'm not sure how the machine works.
Unfortunately, that's an earlier model that we no longer produce.
Oh, no, that's a problem.
No, it's okay, because the Selwyn 10 has a similar design, and the instructions should be nearly the same.
Great. Could you send me the instructions? My address is...
Actually, the manual for Selwyn 10 is on our website. I can send you the link so you can download it.
Number 41. What does the woman mention about the Selwyn 6? Number 42. What does the man request? Number 43. What does the woman offer to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for meeting with me to revise the company budget, Georgia.
No problem.
With the increase in rent for office space this year, we're definitely over budget right now.
Yes, we'll have to find areas to cut back on. What about parking? It's nice that we provide free passes to the nearest parking garage, but that does cost us a lot.
Good point. We could split the cost and have employees pay half. That'd nearly cover the difference in rent.
Number 44. What are the speakers discussing? Number 45. What does the man say about the office space? Number 46. What would the speakers like employees to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
You know the music festival that's starting this weekend?
Someone mentioned it. Is it any good?
It's great. Mostly small folk groups, but they have well-known bands, too. Some of us go every year. You want to join us?
But isn't it too late to get tickets?
Well, the way it works is, about 6 o'clock on Friday, people start lining up in the park. We all bring something to sit on, and food, so the wait's not bad. As long as you're at the park close to 6, you'll get a ticket, but you have to be there to get one.
Okay, I think I can get there by 6. Count me in.
Number 47. Why does the woman talk to the man? Number 48. What does the woman say is important? Number 49. What does the man agree to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Eddie Burgess. I'm opening a new law firm and I'm looking for ways to advertise it. Your company designed a website for my friend's jewelry store and she suggested I contact you.
Thanks for calling, Mr. Burgess. This is a great way to advertise your business. Our experienced consultants can design a website that will help you to stand out from other firms.
That's great. Could I set up an appointment for tomorrow to discuss ideas with a consultant?
I think so. I'll transfer you to one. But before I do that, could you tell me the name of your friend? We like to thank people who recommend our services.
Number 50. What type of service does the woman's company provide? Number 51. What does the man say he wants to do tomorrow? Number 52. What information does the woman request? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name's Tom Wilson. I'm visiting family here in Miami for 3 months, and I'm hoping to earn a bit of money while I'm in town. Does your restaurant happen to have any short-term job openings?
Actually, I think we could use some help in the kitchen since it's the beginning of the tourist season now. But do you have any restaurant experience?
I worked for a couple of years in a French restaurant in New Orleans. I'm sure the manager there would give me a recommendation.
Okay, that sounds promising. If you wait here a second, I'm going to go to the kitchen to see if our chef's available to talk with you.
Number 53. Why did the man come to Miami? Number 54. What does the woman mean when she says,
"We could use some help in the kitchen"?
Number 55. What will the woman do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Gerolamo. I just got an email from THY Incorporated. They're wondering when we can begin building their new headquarters. They want a start date.
I've been meaning to contact them, but I'm waiting to confirm some results from the soil analysis. There's a patch of ground that might be too moist and unstable to build on. Our analysts are doing a few more tests.
Yeah, it's probably best to wait for those results to come in before setting a definite date. In the meantime, I'll write back and let THY know what's going on.
Number 56. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 57. What does the man mean when he says,
"I've been meaning to contact them"?
Number 58. What will the woman include in her email? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I can't believe the Vancouver convention so soon.
I know. It should be great with all those big-name speakers. Are we all set for transportation?
The plane tickets are already taken care of, and you arranged for the rental car while we're there, right, Mike?
Uh-oh, I completely forgot to make the car reservation. I've been so busy getting my workshop materials ready.
All right. We're only 2 days away from leaving. It might be hard to get a car now.
Let's not stress out about it. I saw something about a bus service to and from the hotel. Let's talk to the hotel receptionist and see.
Number 59. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 60. What problem do the speakers have? Number 61. What does the woman suggest they do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Excuse me, I need to replace the color ink in my printer, but I see only black ink cartridges on the shelf. Do you have color cartridges?
Oh, we just reorganized that part of the store. You'll find the color ink on the other side of the aisle. I'll show you.
Okay, great. And I brought this discount coupon with me. It's valid for Hinton printer cartridges too, right?
Yes, we accept those coupons. Just make sure you give it to the cashier when you get to the checkout counter.
Number 62. What problem does the woman mention? Number 63. What does the man say recently happened? Number 64. Look at the graphic. What discount will the woman most likely receive? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Hi, Barry. I'm just checking in. How's everything going up here? Are you finished cleaning the Romano construction offices yet?
No, it's taking longer than expected. I vacuumed the carpet, but there are a lot of stains, so I decided to shampoo it. But then I had to go down and get the steam cleaning machine and bring it up here.
Well, before you start shampooing, could you come downstairs? I need some help moving a big table in one of the conference rooms.
Sure, I'll be right down. This is a good time for me to take a break from these carpets anyway.
Number 65. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where is the man currently working? Number 67. What are the speakers probably going to do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and card.
I hear that we've had some unhappy customers recently.
Yes, I'm afraid that's true. In fact, I've just been talking with one of them.
Oh, well, what did the customer say?
She wasn't at all happy. Our driver picked her up on time, but there was heavy traffic on the way to the airport, and she nearly missed her flight.
We should probably take a look at road work scheduled in the area. It might be affecting traffic more than we realized.
Right. And we have some other issues to consider as well. Look at the rest of these comments. We'll need to decide what to do.
Number 68. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which customer are the speakers discussing? Number 70. What will the speakers do next?